Idea Man.
It's not like from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
Just hung in for another 365.
Yeah.
Innovator.
You look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Greg Pancake Hill produces the program. He will lead us through some Summerfest trivia with Tausch this morning. Morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hey, Vinny, so, you know, we've had some fun. I've seen you at a couple of golf outings, and, you know, you've said that you're not a double glove guy, and, you know, there's been some discrepancy whether or not that's the case. I'm starting to wonder, like, are your hands just so gentle and so needed to be, like, taken care of? I had our good friend and teammate Greg Magic send me a photo yesterday. You guys were in a pickleball classic charitable event over at Summerfest, which is awesome. One raining yesterday. One, like, super hot yesterday. And he sends me a picture of you double gloving playing pickleball. I don't know. I mean, the photo said 1,000 words to me. Tell me that I'm crazy, but what are you wearing two gloves playing pickleball?
And I can tell you crazy. We're trolling you, man. That was Craig's idea. He's like, here, put these on. And the picture.
So you're telling me you did not play one point of pickleball double gloving?
I did not. Not two gloves, not
all
one.
All right. Well, that helps me restore my faith in the pickleball community a little bit, because I was convinced, you know, that you're out there rocking because your hands are so delicate that you needed to glove up playing pickleball. So that makes me feel a little bit better as we head into Summerfest trivia.
That's going to make Greg feel awesome. A quick aside, too, before we get to trivia on that, Tausch. So we're in this charity tournament, and I'm teamed up with Matzik, who's a fantastic athlete. And I'm like, good, we have a chance here. Greg walks onto the court, and he's asking me the rules. He's played one game of pickleball ever. I'm like, are you serious, man?
Yeah, and as you found out, as you know, you're a tennis guy, and you know, athleticism and all of the stuff that goes in with tennis. Pickleball is a much more skilled game, I think, where you can play against like a 65-year-old woman who you would think you'd smoke. And next thing you know, their skills and everything else for the game of pickleball is much better, and their knowledge of the rules. And next thing you can look at it and say, what the hell just happened? I just have Greg Matzik, who's a decathlete, I believe, at Oshkosh, or a sprinter, and you guys get beat, and you can look up and say, I don't know what just occurred. That's pickleball for you.
And that's what happened. All right, we got to get to some trivia here. Greg Pancake Hill produces the show.
I kind of want to know.
You did lose yesterday.
Badly. Yeah.
I want to know.
But don't worry. Greg got his joke in with the two gloves. So that happened.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the joke was on him. That's what it sounds like.
Good pick out, Tauscher. Would one glove get you ridicule on the pickleball court? We don't have time. We don't have time. Summerfest trivia.
Okay.
Here we go. 9:30 tonight at the BMO stage. REO Speedwagon, this song, Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore, off the ever-popular Wheels Are Turning album in 1984. One song that peaked at number one on the Billboard's Top 100 chart. How many weeks did it stay at number one? Multiple choice. 1 week, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, or 6 weeks?
Ooh, I'm going to say 1 week. I think it was a one-week wonder. That's what I'm going to go with.
Michelle, you probably... You certainly know more about music than I do.
Five?
All right, six then. I think this was this had staying power.
You all picked the wrong answer. That's 3 weeks. 3 weeks is the right answer.
I actually think that it takes more skill for all three of us to not get it right when there's only four choices than it is to get all for all of us.
Something special just happened there.
This will be interesting because this one only has three choices. Let's see if we go for a full strikeout. 9:30 tonight at the U-Line stage. It's All American Rejects. One of the four band members who lied about lied about playing an instrument in order to get into an early iteration of the band? Which band member lied about playing an instrument that now plays an instrument in All American Rejects? Was it the bass player, the drummer, or the guitar player?
Well, I was immediately thinking drummer because I feel like that's the one that, you know, everybody will fake play the drums. I'm not sure anybody fake plays the bass. So I'm going to say drum.
I was actually thinking bassist because you look at the bassist and you're like, you don't seem to do a lot, just a pluck here and a pluck there, right?
You're wrong about that.
Michelle.
Then I'll take, what was the other option, the guitarist?
The guitar player,
I mean, I'll just take it just so we don't all lose. All
right. I love the team effort. It's the bass player.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, the bass player.
I can play bass. Boink, yeah, boink, boink.
He joined the band in 2000. That's actually funny you say that because he saw the guitar player play a gig, was like, hey, I want to be in your band. I play bass. Lied. But the guitar player kept him in because he could sing, and now he's the singer and bass player. So you kind of double up there. All right.
A couple pulls on it.
Finally, at 9:30 on the Generac stage, we got Hippocampus. Where on the human body is the hippocampus?
I know.
Nope. Stand by. Go ahead. Taos, where's the hippocampus?
Oh, no multiple choice.
No, this one's all... Your multiple choice is within the limitations of the human body. So there's your pick.
I'm going to say it's around the hip.
Okay, like that.
I believe it's the base of the skull. And it's, I don't know if it's technically part of the brain, but it's right around the base of the skull, back of the neck there.
Michelle?
I was going to say brain.
Debbie, tell him.
Definitely brain.
Yeah, it's the brain.
The hips? What?
Hey, it's hippo. Okay, I kind of saw where you're going, Taos.
Yeah, I had no clue. I need to go back and check the anatomy science books and try to get the thing figured. I should have known that, but hips, you had me thinking hips.
You learned something today on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Amen.